For developers and asset managers, the humble window has become a problem. As the UK's minimum energy efficiency standards tighten and global ESG rules bite, decarbonising the building envelope is no longer optional. A major new consultants' report identifies 10 innovations reshaping the global fenestration and glazing industry. But for investors looking 12 to 18 months ahead, the gap between technical promise and commercial reality remains wide. Three technologies stand out as genuinely viable for the 2026 to 2027 cycle: vacuum-insulated glazing, AI-integrated building systems, and advanced low-emissivity coatings. Vacuum-insulated glazing, or VIG, may be the most important for Europe. It delivers near-triple glazing thermal performance in a slim unit suitable for historic sash windows, making it a potential hero for retrofitting aging buildings. The challenge is supply. Fabrication lines are expensive, limiting production to a handful of global manufacturers. Prices carry a 10 to 15% premium, and lead times are long. The verdict is clear: VIG makes sense for high-value commercial retrofits, but remains on hold for mass-market residential schemes. AI-integrated smart systems tell a different story. Software that links automated shading and dynamic glass to building management systems can deliver immediate energy savings without major physical upgrades. These systems scale quickly and are less exposed to raw material volatility. Meanwhile, advanced low-E coatings have quietly moved from innovation to necessity, becoming a baseline requirement for regulatory compliance rather than a differentiator. Elsewhere, the outlook is mixed. Smart and dynamic glazing, including electrochromic and thermochromic glass, has matured into reliable building infrastructure. But high upfront costs mean adoption over the next 18 months is likely to be confined to prestige offices and sustainability-led headquarters rather than speculative developments. The long-promised power-generating window faces an even tougher reality check. Transparent solar films and photovoltaic glass work in theory, but cost 2 to 4 times more per watt than conventional solar panels. The balance between transparency and efficiency remains unresolved, keeping the technology firmly in the realm of showcase projects rather than mainstream construction. All of this sits against a fragile supply chain backdrop. Just-in-time manufacturing is under strain from geopolitical tensions, climate-related disruption, and tougher regulation. The EU's Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism is already increasing the administrative and financial burden on imported materials. High-tech products, such as aerogel insulation, rely on complex global supply networks that are increasingly vulnerable. By contrast, more pragmatic innovations like enhanced security glass and self-cleaning nanocoatings are gaining ground, driven less by carbon targets than by the need for resilience in harsher weather. The technology to deliver a net zero facade already exists. But over the next 18 months, progress will be uneven. Investment is likely to flow towards solutions that address the immediate retrofit challenge, notably vacuum glazing and AI integration, while more futuristic concepts wait for costs to fall. At the heart of this is a familiar problem: price. High costs limit adoption, which prevents scale, keeping prices high. Breaking that cycle often requires manufacturers willing to absorb losses in pursuit of long-term market development. Vacuum glazing shows promise here, with manufacturing costs falling through scale in Asia. Yet in a fragile global economy, few companies have the balance sheets to take that risk. For now, ambition is running ahead of capital,